for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This tape is by Reverend W.L. Duncan, and it's tape two of two tapes on Babylon. Brother Duncan is a minister of joy and deliverance in the Holy Ghost.
Reading in Psalms 137 and starting with the first verse. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof, for there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. We have a picture of the children of Israel sitting and in great sorrow weeping when they remembered Zion. Let us see why they were weeping. You know the story of how the children of Israel were taken into captivity. You know the sorrow after they had been there for some time. Why was the sorrow? Because they had begun to think of the glory of the Lord, of the presence of the Lord in the past. They saw their captivity. They realized that they had been taken into Babylon, and there their song was gone that they had had in the past. In the past, they had known God and the joy in worshiping God. They were thinking of the city of Jerusalem, the land of Israel, which was protected by the power of God because the anointed man of God was on the throne. And may I say this before we go on, when you get God's man in God's place, with a group of people willing to move on into the things of God, you'll find that the presence of God is there. You'll find that the power of God is there, and the joy of the Lord will be in their midst. As they had looked back in the past, they realized the country was one, the nation was one, and they had one theme. They had one God to worship. They could play their harps and they could sing with the anointing and with the joy of the Lord. May I say here that many times pastors and leaders will want the testimonies of healing. They will want testimonies of deliverance. They will want testimonies of that which God is doing. But many times they'll want it in such a nice way, in such a way that is so organized by their own program. They want it without the Spirit and the power of God. But beloved, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And to the degree that we will allow the joy of the Lord to come forth, there will be the manifestation of the Spirit of God that will bring healing and deliverance to the people. After they were sitting here, and as they were thinking about the one God as we had brought out, as they were thinking about the one nation, the presence of God that rested over them, then they realized that they no longer felt the power of God. Suddenly they realized that the joy of the Lord was not their strength anymore. They didn't have a song within their heart as they were thinking about being taken into captivity. As they were taken into captivity, the land of Egypt was not an ordinary land. It was a strange land. There were false religions there, many forms of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They took their harps with them, thinking they could sing the songs of the Lord in a strange land. As we think of Babylon, we realize that Babylon had culture. They had great philosophy. Israel could not merge with them. The body of Christ and the world cannot merge and have the power of God. And may I emphasize this, that at this time, it is impossible for the body of Christ, it is impossible for Israel to merge with Egypt and to have the power and the presence of God. We realize that we have come to the place in Christendom today, even among our Pentecostal organizations and denominations today, that you can hardly tell the world from the bride of Christ or the bride of Christ from the world. And I am not speaking of the outward appearance. I am speaking of that which comes from the innermost being, of that which is of a meek and a quiet spirit in the sight of God. Many times we think to reach the unchurched, to reach those that are not following the Lord Jesus Christ. We think if we'll just merge with them, if we will just become like the world, if we'll take on the worldly ways, then we will be able to reach them. So many people have done that, and they find out that the presence of God is missing. We find out that the power of God is not in operation. We see the picture of the church today, and we realize that the church is sick today. We realize that the church is not in fellowship with God today. Why? Because of trying to take on the ways of Babylon and still have the power of God. We find today that so many will think, well, psychology is going to help me. Psychiatry is going to help me. Something else is going to help me. But I'll tell you, we need a move of the power of God today that will reach down to the innermost being of mankind, that will reach down to the secrets of the heart, and that God may move away those things which are a hindrance for His power to move among His people. We need to come to the place that we're actually new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ, willing to walk in the Spirit and to bring low the things of the world and the things of the flesh. As we look at the children of Israel in captivity, the Word of God tells us that those that took them into bondage required of them one of the songs of Zion. Listen, beloved, it is impossible to take on the ways of Babylon. It is impossible to take on the ways of the world. As we've mentioned before, it is impossible to try to intermingle the world and Israel and the world, and still to sing one of the songs of Zion. But you know as well as I do that those that will take people into captivity, then they will require them to sing the songs of the Lord. The Word of God tells us that thou shalt be encompassed about with songs of deliverance. Why does not the church have a song in their heart today? Where has the joy of the Lord gone? Why has the joy of the Lord departed from the house of God? Beloved, because the saints of God have been taken into captivity, and people in captivity today, they fear denomination. They fear what the pastors are going to say. They fear what the leaders are going to say. They fear what the denominations are going to say. Beloved, we need to get to the place that we do not fear man, that we do not fear denomination, that we do not fear organization, that we do not fear leaders who have actually taken us into captivity. That we need to come to the place that we fear God and God alone, that we have no fear of the devil, that we realize that we have power and authority in the name of Jesus over the devil, over all the works of the flesh, over everything that will bring us into captivity, that we have dominion over that. Listen, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And as we've spoken so many times and said, to the degree that you know the truth, to that degree will you be liberated, or will you be set free. Listen, those that have taken the church into captivity, those that have taken the church into bondage, they wonder why there is no longer the song that the Lord had given when we knew the power of God, when we knew how to worship God in spirit and in truth. Listen, it's impossible to sing one of the songs of Zion in a strange land. You can have instruments. You can have organs. We can have our carpeted floors. We can have our beautiful church edifices. We can have our building. We can have DDs, PhDs. We can have everything, even the same terms that go along with the Word of God and the move of God. And yet, if we have all of this, we can say, as in the book of Revelation, we have increased with goods, and yet we have need of nothing. How many people can say with the Apostle Peter, they can say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee in the name of the Lord. These things will not substitute for the power of God. Those things are not wrong in their places. Don't misunderstand me. But listen, if we try to substitute those instead of the power of God, this is the reason we are not seeing sinners cry out to the Lord. This is the reason that we see so many of God's people that are bound with arthritis, rheumatism, cancer, sugar diabetes, pastors and ministers having nervous breakdowns. So many of the Christian homes so frustrated they don't know which way to turn. How many Christian homes can we go into today and we can find a spiritual atmosphere? How many people can you be in their presence very long and still feel the power and the presence of God? Listen, saints, let's be stirred about these things. Let's examine our own hearts and our souls. People that go under the name of believers and Christians, as you walk into their home, there should be a spiritual atmosphere. There should be the presence of God that you are ministered to, and you receive strength and you give forth strength and peace and rest because you've been in the presence of God Himself. As we mentioned, we say, well, listen, we have beautiful churches. We have this. We have our offices. We have everything else. We have come to the place as denomination. We have everything but the power of God. That is the Lord spoke, and He said, listen, ye are naked. Ye are blind. Ye have need of everything because the word Ichabod has been written over most of the churches today because people are not finding God. People are not finding deliverance. But thanks be unto the name of the Lord. The word of God said that there shall be deliverance in Zion. And the word Zion means elevated place. It means a lifted up place. It means a place in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God's people are going to know deliverance. They're going to know freedom. They're going to know liberation because the word of God shall be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. As we were mentioning, they said they will say, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And they'll say, if you're not singing, you look like you've eaten sour pickles. You look like you've had a bad night. You look like you haven't been walking in victory. Yes, how leaders can stand and tell what the people act like and what they look like. But who is it that have brought the people into Babylon? Who is it that have brought the people into bondage? It's the leaders thereof. For the people cannot go beyond their leaders. And this is the reason the word of God tells us to come out from among them and be ye separate. The word of God says, be ye not partakers of Babylon. Be ye not partakers of those that are in bondage. And if you're in bondage today, I admonish you with the anointing and the power of God to come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. For we have a straight scripture, and it's given in Revelation, the 18th chapter, and starting with the 4th verse. And beloved, when I read this scripture, it shook me. It startled me. For it's in Revelation, the 18th chapter, and the 1st verse. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And before I read on, may I say to you, many times in our churches we've heard the statement made that Babylon the Great is going to fall. But according to the word of God in Revelation, the 18th chapter, in the 2nd verse, it says, the angel cried out with a mighty strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. And beloved, Babylon has already fallen, and we are living in the day that we are seeing the effects of fallen Babylon. This is the reason that many times if you have leaned upon your denomination for your salvation, for your strength, and for your health, and not the Lord Jesus Christ, we are seeing the effects of fallen Babylon. And men are saying, well, I have nothing absolutely in the natural that I can lean to, and the Lord is bringing us to this place for the very, and we're seeing the very effects of fallen Babylon. And if you have been leaning upon your church and your denomination and not Christ for your salvation and your health, that is the reason that so many faith is being shattered. Their faith is being shattered because their faith has not been in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Old David of old said, O God, my heart is fixed upon thee. And the Lord is bringing us to the place that our hearts must be fixed upon God. For if our hearts are fixed upon anything else except the Lord, I'll tell you, our faith is going to be shattered today. Beloved, I admonish you to look to the Word of God. For as we are living in the days of seeing the effects of fallen Babylon, as you will look to the Lord Jesus Christ, your faith will become stronger. As you look in the Word of God will be hidden within your heart and soul that you will not sin against God. Now, as the Word of God is given here in Revelation, the 18th chapter, concerning Babylon the Great is fallen, and let me show you, according to the Word of God, that as Babylon is fallen, she has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Listen, according to the word of God, he is speaking to the church here. Many have said this is Rome. Many have said, well, Babylon is something else. But you know as well as I know that the spirit of Babylon has crept into every denomination, even Pentecostal organizations today. As we mentioned in the beginning of this tape, the organizations have taken on the spirit of Babylon. They have taken on the spirit of the world, and the churches today have become the habitation of devils. Now, don't get upset with me about saying this, because I did not write this. This was written 2,000 years ago by revelation under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And the Word of God tells us in the scripture that I have just read to you that Babylon has become the habitation of devils. And what does the word habitation mean? It means a dwelling place. And the church has become the dwelling place of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And this is the reason, as the Spirit of God moved upon John the Revelator, as he went on and he wrote the fourth verse, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Beloved, he is speaking to the church because he is speaking to his people. Do not lay this on some other group. Do not blame this on some other organization, for he is speaking to his church, the body of Christ, because he calls them his people, and he says, come out of her, my people. He said, because if you do not come out of her, he said that you are going to be partakers of her sins, and you're going to receive of the plagues that will come upon Babylon. Listen, Babylon is being judged today. The curses of God are coming upon Babylon, and this is the reason so many of God's people are under the curse, and they're not under the blessing, because she has not been willing to come out and be separate and to walk with the glory and the anointing of the Lord. I realize there's a price to pay in this. And beloved, as the Word of God tells us, that to come out, many ministers are afraid to come out. Many people are afraid to come out because of possession, because of self-preservation. They'll say, well, what will the organization think? What will the other Christians think? Listen, do not think about what other people will think, but it's time that we come to the place that we're doers of the word and not hearers only. I cannot emphasize this too strongly, as you will listen to this tape, that if you do not come out of Babylon, that you will be a partaker of the curses and of the plagues that God is putting upon those who are not willing to walk according to the fine line, who are not willing to walk according to the word that God has given. We've already given you the scripture, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Is it any wonder in the scripture that we have given you here in Psalms 137, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. They that carried us away required of us a song, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion in a strange land. Many of you that will be listening to this tape, you can remember when the power of God was in operation, as the Spirit of God began to move over the country. You can remember the old sawdust trails. You can remember the old tabernacles, the old places that we used to gather to worship, and the places were packed and filled with people standing on the outside. I realize we didn't have electric organs. We didn't have grand pianos. We didn't have pastors with PhDs and DDs and all the rest that go with it. But as you look back, that was a place that you met with God, and that God met with you, and that you had an experience that changed your life from the old ways of sin and made you new creatures in Christ Jesus. Why? Because as you stepped into those places, you felt the power of God. And many of you that your hair has grown gray, many of you that once knew the power of travail and agonizing prayer before God, you knew what it was to be slain prostrate before the Lord. You knew what it was to be slain in the power of God. You knew what it was for the gifts of the Spirit to be in operation. Now you've been taken into Babylon. Now you've been taken into captivity. And as you even attend the house of God, you're exactly like the children of Israel were as they sat by the river and they wept when they remembered Zion. Many of you have been weeping for years. Many of you, even as new buildings and edifices have been built, and the younger generation has been rejoicing and saying, look what we've done, look what we've done. It is not brought joy to your heart and your soul because you remember Zion. You remember the place that God met with you and that you met with God. Oh, saints, let's stir our hearts today. Let's return unto our first love. Let's remember Zion, the Spirit and the power of God. And let us get to this place that we're absolutely sick of everything else. We're sick of playing church. We're sick of program. We're sick of doing this. We're sick of substituting. And let's get to the place and say, God, you move at any cost. Don't wait until the whole congregation is stirred. Don't wait until somebody else is stirred. But revival will come as you will be stirred in your own heart and soul. And you'll say, revive me, O God. Revive me, O God. And move into the place that God can use you by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You say, well, you've spoken quite strongly today. Yes, I have. I intend to, according to the Word of God. Many of you that remember Zion, you'll remember the time when we didn't have this and we have that. Now we have chicken dinners. We have hand dinners. We bring in gospel musicians. We bring in everything else, trying to get the children into Sunday school, trying to keep the people in church. When actually I want to tell you that children respond to the power of God. We've seen children slain before God move into prophecy, move into interpretation, move into casting out of demons. And I want to tell you that the children love the power of God more than anything else. As we keep our teenagers and our children and our adults exposed to the power of God, we'll see a group of people that are strong and well physically. We will see a group of people that they have big hearts and big minds to receive the things of God because they're exposed to the power of God. Just recently, I saw a precious saint of God, almost 90, that is in a nursing home that had become so sick and weary with seeing the depression and everything about her. I saw her come and being exposed to the Word of God for an hour. We moved into spiritual activity. We moved into talking about the things of God. And that precious saint was touched by the power of God until the next day she didn't even have to lie down and rest physically. Why? Because the Word of God became effective in her life. She was exposed to the power of God. Elderly people need to be exposed to God's power. Middle-aged people need to be exposed to the Word of God. Children need to be exposed to truth in the Word of God, not to the traditions of man. Am I speaking of, but I am speaking of truth that is in the Word of God. Listen, the Word of God tells us that the traditions of man will make null and void the Word of God. The Word of God tells us to search the Scriptures, search the Scriptures. We've read quarterlies, we've read books, we've taken the opinion of this person and the opinion of another because this organization stands for it, another Pentecostal organization may stand for it, but beloved, I've come to the place, I am determined to take the Word of God. I am resolved to run to the Master and to see what the Master has to say about it. Listen, it's time that we in America and Canada and England and around the world, that we stop taking the traditions of mankind, that we will look back to the faith of our forefathers, and we will say, Lord, I'm going to take the Word of God, for beloved, God is a again moving by His people. His breath, His Spirit is moving around the world. Keep your heart tender. Keep your heart open. Keep your hearts receptive to the Spirit and the power of God. For the Lord again is bringing revelation by the Word of God. Many of the saints that once knew the joy of the Lord, they say, I used to get up in the morning with the joy of the Lord. During the day, it was a pleasure to go to work. It was a pleasure to go to the house of the Lord. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. But as we have mentioned, hearts are weeping today. The church is weeping today. Why? Because she is in Babylon. Listen, beloved, as you have been in Babylon, as you have been in bondage, you do not need to stay in bondage, David of old cried out, and he said, "Restore unto me the joy of the Lord." The church is complaining today because we do not see the tears of the sinners at the altar. The church is complaining today because of the lack of revival. And we say, "Oh, Lord, save souls." But listen, beloved, David didn't say, "Oh, I want to see sinners saved." And then he said, "Then I'll have joy." But he prayed first, "Restore unto me the joy of the Lord." And then after he had prayed that prayer, he said, "Then sinners will be saved." And I am confident that if we will go according to the word of God, and if we will allow the joy of the Lord to be restored to our own hearts and souls, sinners are going to come in, and they're going to see the joy of the Lord. They're going to witness the joy of the Lord, and they're going to say that the church has more to offer than I have in the world, and they are going to return unto the Father, and the Lord is going to place his best ring upon them. The Lord is going to place his robes of righteousness upon them, and we're going to impart to them, because we reproduce after our kind. If you are sitting in the house of God, if you are sitting in the congregation, and if you are bound by evil spirits, if you are bound by depression and sadness, if you lack the joy of the Lord, when people do come in, you're going to reproduce after your kind, because God will not go against his law. God will not go against his order. You reproduce after your kind. But as we pray, "Restore to me the joy of the Lord," as we have the joy of the Lord, the peace of God that passeth all understanding, when people come in and accept the Lord, they too will be joyful, happy Christians, rejoicing in the things of God, because we will rejoice, or we will reproduce after our kind. Beloved, we need a move of God today. I have often made the statement that God has no grandsons. God only has sons, and sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Oh, as I've given this message today, how many of you can say, "We have hanged our harps upon the willows. We are sad. The song has departed from my heart and soul." Listen, among believers, you know as well as I know that even many believers are committing suicide today. Such darkness has gripped the hearts of many people. It stirs my heart until the hours of the night as we get into meetings, and many times sleep will almost depart from a person. Why? Because of the heaviness upon God's people. God's people are desperate today, and they're saying, "Where can I go to be delivered? Where can I go to get liberated? I am so bound. I am so bound." I admonish you this day to get to your secret closet. Allow the spirit of travail to move upon you. Begin to move in and receive deliverance in the name of the Lord. Listen, I've said this many times. Man does not give you your liberation, and man cannot take it from you if you get it from God. Man will only bind. Man will bring us into captivity. Denominational groups will bring us into bondage. But it is the Lord Jesus Christ that sets free by the Holy Ghost. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Many of us have hanged our harps upon the willows. Many of you used to sing before God. You used to play your instruments before God. Many of those instruments have been put into closets. You haven't touched them for years because there's no joy in your heart. Many of us have hanged our harps upon the willows thereof. Listen, every movement that have ever started, including the Salvation Army, they started with the joy of the Lord, playing tambourines, playing trombones, playing drums and other instruments to the Lord, marching before God. The Presbyterians started with the move of God. You read it in the encyclopedias. And as they would come together, these precious Presbyterian people used to dance in the Spirit before God until their hair would fall down. The Methodists would shout up and down the altars. The old-time Baptists would shout before God. Why? Because every movement that started with the joy of the Lord, because they had taken their harps down from off the willow. And again, God is renewing. God is restoring today. The Spirit of God is moving over the breadth of the land, as a prophet said to be. And again, God's people, including Catholic people, Presbyterians, Methodists, Pentecostal, and many other groups. groups. They're taking their harps down from off the willow. Again, the Lord is giving them a song in the night. Again, we're realizing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're beginning to sing before the Lord. The high-sounding praises of God are being restored. Again, God's people are creating a place for God to dwell in the midst thereof. Again, they're beginning to march before God with the sound of victory. Again, they're beginning to play their tambourines. Again, the church of God is beginning to be liberated. Again, they're beginning to be set free. But oh, how it stirs. Oh, how it brings denomination. And many people that were even in the move years ago will say, well, this isn't the way God moved 50 years ago. This isn't the way God moved when I came into the move. No, it isn't, and it shouldn't be the same, because every time God sends revival, He restores truth that the church didn't know before. It is not a truth that is outside the Word of God, but it's truth that is in the Word of God that we haven't understood before. And do not close your hearts to it. Do not close your minds to it, because again, God is restoring by the Holy Ghost. As we brought out here in the fourth verse of Psalms 137, how shall we sing the Lord's song in the strange land? It's impossible to sing the song of the Lord in a strange land, but all over, as we mentioned, God's Spirit is moving, and the people are coming out here, and a group is coming out there, and another group is coming out there, and another group is coming out there, and God is preparing a mighty army to go forth in the name of the Lord in the last days to heal the sick, and to raise the dead, and to cast out demons, and to bring liberation to heal those that are bruised. The Lord is getting the army ready together. And listen, beloved, as I tell you this, people are getting into different camps today. You can get in the camp of unbelief, or you can get in the camp of the move of God. I admonish you by the Holy Ghost and by the Word of God today to get into the camp where again the glory of God, the presence of the Lord, is going to rest upon God's people. For this is going to be the greatest army that the world has ever known, to go forth and to liberate those that have been bruised and those that have been bound by the powers of the enemy. Yes, there's hope, for in Isaiah 59 and 9 we read, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And I do not need to sit here and tell you that the enemy has come in like a flood. We know the bondages because we've been in it, we've spoken of it. We know the sorrow that has gripped the hearts of people around the world because of the spirit of Babylon and the spirit of the world that has gripped the church. But as we've told you, according to Isaiah 59 and 9, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the standard of the Lord shall be greater than the standard of the enemy. I want to declare unto you the truth of God's word today, that communism is not going to rule the world. Unbelief is not going to rule the world. All that comes in that will separate from God is not going to rule the world, because the power of God is greater than the power of the enemy. And I believe that the Spirit of God is moving today. It's flowing over every denominational barrier. It's going over everything that would separate God's people. And God's people are coming to the place that they are going to be one, even as the Father and the Son were one. Hallelujah. This grips my heart, because God begins to speak to this one, and God begins to speak to another one, and we are willing to put down our petty differences. We are willing to put down our petty doctrines, and we're willing for the Holy Ghost to knock them out, and to bring such love in our hearts that we love the brethren, we love the children of God, and we realize that it's only been the enemy and bondage that have separated anyway, and that as we have seen the enemy come in like a flood, that the Spirit of God is lifting up a standard against the powers of darkness. And we see that our strongholds are mighty, our weapons are mighty in God to the pulling down of the strongholds of the enemy. Listen, the Word of God says in Isaiah 40 and 5, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken. Listen, believers, whatever the mouth of God has spoken, it is going to come to pass. People will say, well, does this denomination accept it? Will another denomination accept it? Will another denomination accept it? They'll say, well, is this a preaching that the churches are preaching? Listen, friend, whether it is or not, the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed. How do I know it? Because the mouth of the Lord has spoken, and whatever the mouth of the Lord has spoken is going to come to pass. I believe in our day, I believe in our generation, that we are going to see nations and kingdoms that are going to turn to God. I believe that we're going to see nations and kingdoms walking in victory marches, dancing before God, rejoicing before God, because again the glory of the Lord is being revealed, and people have gone through the times of bondage, they've gone through the times of heartache, they've gone through the time of trying to mix the world with the church and the church with the world, and they are sick and tired of it, and they're willing to come to the place they realize they're demon possessed, they realize that physically they are wrecked, they realize that spiritually they don't have the peace of God that they should have, they don't have the joy of the Lord, and they are willing to come out and to be separate and to be delivered. They have come to the place that they are willing to be cleansed, that they might come forth as a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. I challenge you today, according to the Word of God, take your harp from where you've hung it and again begin to play unto the Lord. I admonish you as you listen to this tape to take the Word of God to begin to declare the victory that is yours because of the death and the resurrection of the Lord 2,000 years ago. I admonish you, I challenge you to move from your depression and to receive deliverance in the name of the Lord. I challenge you this day to allow the Spirit of God to challenge your heart and your soul as you've never been challenged before, and to move from the place of lethargy, to move from the place of unbelief, and oh, cry out even right now, restore unto me the joy of the Lord. I admonish you this day to begin to speak words of faith. I admonish you to begin to speak words of action. I challenge you this day to look to the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith, realizing that Jesus is the captain and that he is going to have a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, that they are waiting for the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not waiting to crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords then, but right now he wants you to crown him King in your life. He wants you to crown him as Lord in your life, that he will be the Lord and the master of your mind. He will be the Lord and master of you physically. He will be master of you spiritually, and that you will give into the things of God. Beloved, if you only knew how I felt this in my heart and soul, I trust and pray that the Holy Spirit will witness it to your heart and soul, and you will feel the same burning, that you will feel the same tugging that I feel. And right now, I feel led of the Holy Ghost to pray the prayer of faith for you right now, that even as the prayer of faith is prayed, that you might be loosened from bondages and wickedness and from the powers that abound you. Shall we believe the Lord right now? Father, according to thy word, we come in the name of Jesus, a name that is above every name. And Father, right now we feel the pulse, Lord, of those that are listening to this tape. We come against bondage. We come against darkness. We come against oppression. We come against depression. We come against afflictions. We come against the powers of the enemy that have so gripped them until it's impossible for them to believe God for deliverance. I bind those powers in the name of the Lord, and I not only bind them, but I come against them and command them to leave in the name of the Lord. The spirit of the world that have gripped so many of God's people, I command in the name of the Lord that they will become sick and tired of the world, sick and tired of bondage, sick and tired of Babylon, and that they will cry out, oh God, thou art our deliverer, that again they might have the joy of the Lord. And we believe right now, as the prayer of faith is given, that the joy of the Lord shall begin to flow from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. Right now the faith will be kindled in every heart of every person that is listening to this tape, and the faith will begin to come forth. They will begin to declare Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. They will begin to live in the Word of God and search the Word of God, and that they will come to the place that you will establish in their own hearts and their own souls not to be a partaker of that which has taken them down the drain, but they will desire to be a partaker of the Lord Jesus Christ and to walk in newness of life. and we thank you for it. And every person that's heard this prayer, I admonish you right now to lift your hands and to cry out the victory in the name of the Lord. I admonish you right now to create a place in your heart and in your home for God to dwell, for God dwells in the praises of his people. And I know if you will do that, that you're going to write me and tell me that you have found deliverance, that you are again, have again taken your heart from the willow, and you have the joy of the Lord and the song of the Lord in your heart. May God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.